our service today, celebrating the life of Bertie, Bertha Marie Chrissy Martin. It is such a pleasure, not a pleasure, such an honor to be with you at such important times. She was a special lady. She is a special lady. And we want to celebrate her life today. Just to let you know how things are going to run. By the way, for those who are visitors, our bathrooms are back on the right-hand side down at the end of the hall. You are just welcome to make yourself at home here. There will be, we will follow the program. When we come to the place of remarks, I would ask that anyone that wants to make a remark, that they would come right here where I'm standing. It's important that you come right here if you want to make a remark. And it's important that your remarks be relatively brief. Relatively brief, because there's a lot to say.
How about Jenny?
I made Jenny write hers out.
So remember Jenny and Karen?
Now be good. No family infighting until after the ceremony. All right. So exciting to be here. Now let me pray. Dear Father, this is tough. What a joy it is for us all to gather together and to get to see each other and to remember and to think of all of the wonderful things that you've done for us. But then to gather at a time like this is challenging. So I'm asking that you would help us today, that you would give us unexpected moments of joy, that you would allow us to experience your peace, that you would show us how we are to now live in the midst of all of this stuff. We thank you and ask that you would help us. Give us the right words. Let our feelings be righteous. And let our hearts turn toward you. It's in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen. See?
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for you day and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. And all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
God is so very, very faithful to us. It's an amazing thing. Our scripture readings from the Old Testament today come from Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 4, actually. We're going to do with that. The words of the preacher of the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profiteth a man? Hath a man of all his labor in which he hath under the sun? In chapter 3, it says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. From the New Testament, we look at 1 Thessalonians, the fourth chapter. 1 Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, it says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. God wants to do some great and mighty things in our lives, even through all of this process today. You'll find the obituary, which was penned by Jenny Little, in the bulletin today. Hopefully everyone got a bulletin. There are some available for you if you have not. And the bulletin reads, Bertha Marie Chrissy Martin, also known to her friends as Bertie, born September 28, 1927, went home to be with her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ June 29, 2021. She died peaceably and quickly at the age of 93 and a half. She was born to Roy J. Chrissy and Anna Schillinger Chrissy in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. She was the last living of six children. She leaves behind seven children, Robert Bergen, his wife Donna, Jenny Little, her husband Dove, Debbie DeMeo, deceased husband Donald, Jim Martin, deceased wife Karen, Jody Queer, Jackie Clancy, husband Mike Clancy, and Jeff Martin. She had 15 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. She took seriously this populate. It's a good thing. We honor her today. Celebrate her life and the fun person she was. She loved to tell jokes and make people laugh. It would always amaze Jenny that she wouldn't be able to remember what she had had for dinner yesterday, but she could remember a good joke. She loved painting, sewing, knitting, crocheting, and just crafting in so many different ways. She could make something special out of some of the craziest things. Jenny's favorite was the Christmas tree ornaments out of pine cones. They looked like baby mice, and every one took on a different personality. She also made roses out of plastic spoons. In fact, I can remember when she did that for the Secret Sisters luncheon, and the ladies were just in awe of this really neat thing, and they spent so much time and so many weeks just talking about that. It was really, really, really neat. She would make them for all of the people in her senior citizens building and have one to give to everyone on their birthday with a card. In 2020, she made masks for the people in the building as well. Her sewing machine wasn't working, and she made them all by hand. She was always thinking of others. She found the Lord as her Savior when her last 4 children were small. She spent a lot of time taking them to church. Your mom loved Jesus. And because of her faithful prayers and taking them to church, her children came to know the Lord. She also loved playing games. Bingo was her favorite for years. Jenny loved it. Yep. She wanted her to play more and more bingo. Lose all your money, honey. Yeah, there was a real good arrangement there. I think she might have fixed some of those games because she needed her house clean and she needed bingo money. There were games like Pictionary and Phase 10 and Scrabble and a whole bunch more. When the grandkids would beat her, she would accuse them of cheating. No, no, not these sweet little babies. Not any of these children here. Years later, Sean confessed he'd been looking in the reflection in her glasses all the time. Yeah. When she found out, she laughed so hard after he told her what he had been doing all those years. She was famous for her fruitcakes, which was her mother's recipe. It was the best ever. For me to like a fruitcake, it had to be special. And well, hers were actually edible. I'm not a fruitcake guy. Some people say I'm a fruitcake, but I'm not a fruitcake. But most people who didn't like fruitcake loved her. She was a very beautiful and talented woman. There are lots of memories of her. Everyone knows her, has their own individual and unique story. Cherish that. Cherish that and realize that you are making stories for others. Cherish that. We'll be telling those stories for a long time. There'll be a time after even this service that we will be able to share in some of the good things that we learned. See?
If I surveyed all the good things to me from above, why count all the blessings from the storehouse of love. I simply ask for a favor of him beyond mortal king, and I'm sure that he granted again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some fine day. All our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. And I'll stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty I long to see here below. Times and treasures have kept us making new know. But don't think the rapture, together we'll stand anew. Then we'll stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty, all things are new, and we'll stroll over heaven with you. We'd love to stroll over heaven with you.
Jesus, you can't have
Jesus, hear me, Jesus, give me Jesus. You can't have all this world. You can't have all this world. You can't have all this world. Jesus.
You are the one that we praise. You are.
time. I loved it. So it's time now that we get to reflect on some of the stories and some of the things that stood out about Birdie. And it should be about Birdie. And you can't tell it all right now. So those that would like to make a remark, would you make your way up here? And you can come first. Since you were moving first, I'll let you come on up. Well, we can't trust anything else he says.
Pastor, thanks so much. Mom, boy. A lot of memories, but there's 7 or 8 or 9, who knows how many of us they are, siblings, but I'm going to keep it short. Mom and I always got along pretty darn good, except she had this thing about clothing. Sometimes she'd come up with the weirdest thing for me to wear. How many people seen me wear one of these before? This for you, Mom. That's for Mom. But she took me to school one day. I'm pretty sure it was a first grade or second school. In corduroy shorts. What boy goes to school in corduroy shorts? Wait, story ain't over. We get to the door, she's dragging me up the steps to the door, and I'm look, I can see the back door. I said, okay, Mom, I'll go. Go home. She started down the steps. Through the front door I went, out the back door I went, down the alley, in our back door, under my bed, before she got home. I didn't wear shorts that day. They found me about 2 hours later. But that was one of the early things with the clothes. The other day she brought me home, a red jacket, corduroy, which was this corduroy with them funny buttons that had the real long funny buttons. But boy, so many things we could go through here that Mom did for us, all us kids. Like I mentioned to somebody before there, we're not half brothers. Step brothers, sisters, we're brothers and sisters. We're all one family. And it was all started by Mom and her greatest life achievement, I believe, was out leading us all to the Lord. One of my other memories I have of Mom, we're at Lansing Avenue, we're having a good old party, everybody drinking tequila and everything. And some guy comes over to me. Says, who's that? I said, what? It's that lady out there with a Bible. I said, oh, that's my mom. I said, come on, shall we give you a lesson? She would come to our biker parties, Pastor, with her Bible and tell us about Jesus.
Praise God.
Is that love or what? Thanks, Mom. Perfect. Thanks.
Praise God for this. Who would like to go next with a story or two?
How are you, Pastor?
Good.
I'm a great grandson. So everybody knows Grandma Birdie in our family. We all come from a long line of crafts. Very crafty people and very handy. We didn't spend a lot of time together after she moved from Park Avenue, but when we did, they were very memorable. And a lot of times, I can remember mainly Christmas. Everybody got a Christmas package from Grandma Martin, and everybody would sit there and fill their package, and they could guess what they got. but they just didn't know what colors they were getting. So a couple Christmases ago, well, I was younger, and you know, we got our gifts and we opened them, and fortunately it was clothes like always, because the kids always got clothes, and because she didn't see us for a very long time and she wasn't into the craft stuff anymore, she just picked out nice sweaters for the kids. Mine had to be about this short and very tight. But what I'm getting at is, no matter what, she always remembered the kids. And that was the thing about her. And she never left one of them out, whether it was handmade, homemade, or bought. It was there. And that was the only way that she could show her gratitude of the missed time. And beyond all that, everybody that got shirts and stuff that fit them, I bet you don't remember what color it was or anything. But the one that didn't fit, I remember all the way to today. Thank you for having me up here. God bless you, Grandma. We miss you.
Who would like to be next? Come on, Jimmy. You're ready.
Let John go first.
You don't get to be last. I'm taking that away from you. Am I a terrible person?
Jimmy, he said keep it short.
I didn't say that, Jimmy. I just said you don't get to be last. Because you've always got special things to say.
Yeah, my plans were pretty much all week was to read all this.
We don't have 6 weeks, Jimmy.
I know, but I started at 9 o'clock last night. I figured, well, I'll read it. I started reading some, a couple pages, and I thought it was pertinent and it's going to go good and I'll be okay. I'll just read it before I go to bed, and it'll be fresh in my mind. Well, some of us, I think most of us, you know, kids got a book from mom to read, handwritten to individual us kids. Am I right? Well, this book here contains highlights and jokes just for laughs of my children and me, mommy, mama, grandma, birdie, and then it goes on. But as I started reading it, I was like, ooh, can't say that. Don't want to say that. That's funny, but I don't want to say that. But I think that some things are better left unsaid, and I'm glad to give anybody a copy of us kids. It's meant for us kids, from our mother, to all about all of us kids. So I changed my mind. I'm not going to do that today. So we can cut it short now.
Pressure.
Here's a prayer that I found in my mother's stuff. We dismantled her life about 8 months ago and took her out of her home that she was taking care of herself for many years. And God has blessed her with good health and good memories and just able to take care of herself. Just awesome all these years. No sickness, no, you know, heart attacks, cancers, disease, nothing. And so we had, unfortunately, dismantle her life and move her out of her apartment. And it was kind of hard to do. But I found some stuff. I finally unloaded the van this week. It sat in there for 8 months. I've been going through a lot with the loss of Karen and stuff. So in her stuff, I found this. And so I'd like to read just a couple prayers of what I found. It's about motherhood. Blessed is the mother who can hold on to her children while letting them go, who puts a tranquil home ahead of an immaculate house, who knows a kind act will be remembered longer than easy words, who really believes that prayer changes things, whose faith in the future sweetens the present, whose Bible never needs dusting, whose sense of humor is alive and well, And I feel that those things are really true with my mother, our mother. And then this is something that she had as a prayer of living alone. She lived alone for a long time. And I live alone. Dear Lord, stay by my side in all my daily needs. Be thou my guide. Grant me good health, for that indeed I pray to carry on my work from day to day. Keep pure my mind, my thoughts, my every deed. Let me be kind, unselfish, and in my neighbor's need. Spare me from fire, from flood, malicious tongues and thieves, from fear and evil ones. If sickness or an accident befall them, humbly, Lord, I pray, hear thou my call. And when I'm feeling low or in despair, lift up my heart and help me in prayer, in my prayer. I live alone, dear Lord, yet have no fear, because I feel your presence ever near. Amen. And she truly did live that life and believed in that, and she instilled that in us kids. And I'm very gracious that she brought us close to the Lord early in our lives. And, you know, she was a lot stronger Christian than I was personally, but have become in my latter years. But the Lord was always in my heart. And I'm just glad that I'm not going to die a lost soul. And thanks to her. Her raising us. And like Bobby said about all the good memories, I got too many to tell. I could tell one quick funny one. We're all swimming in a pool, and I had these swimming trunks on, and they were really loose. So I decided I'm sliding down the slide, and I figured I'm going to go down backwards. Well, there went my swim trunks, and I go in the pool naked. And Jody and Jackie and Mom's in the pool, and they're all laughing at me. So Jody grabs them real quick, or Jackie, I don't remember, but they threw it up in the tree. And they're laughing. Yeah, so they're all laughing. And so I had to get out of the pool and climb this tree naked, and these girls are driving by, a carload of girls, and they're beeping the horn and screaming, woo! So the girls are screaming, they're laughing back, and next thing you know, here comes a cop driving by. He pulls in to see what's going on. He thought there was an emergency or something. So now I'm up in a tree, the cops pull in, I got my pants off. They're like, what the heck's he doing up there, you know? Oh, my Lord. So then I didn't go back in the pool. I grabbed my stuff and went in the house. I was so embarrassed. Which is in this book, too, Mom mentioned. And I'll tell you what. No, so she felt guilty. So she bought me a brand new pair of swim trunks. So I'm going to keep it short, and I'd like someone else to say something. It'd be nice.
You wonder how Bertie managed to get such a wonderful prayer life. You can see. Who else will say something about life? Please.
So whenever she was here, she would always let us come over, and it was very delightful. And she would always make us Sundays, and we would always talk and play games. And that was when she was younger. And we haven't really seen each other. And then she's gotten older, and I started to miss her. But now that she's gone, I just wanted to say that. And I know you guys all love her too, but she's in a better place now.
Very nice.
Is there anyone else? She's in a better place now.
Amen. One quick little thing.
Stay there. Come on. He's halfway up. You gotta let him come up here.
I didn't see him.
I know.
I don't think one thing that nobody has said is Bertie loved to fish. We'd take her out fishing. Ronnie and I we'd get together with Ronnie, he'd take her out to the lake and catch walleye, but one night, we decided to go night fishing over at Ladue. Said, okay, yeah, let's do that. So we piled in Bertie's station wagon. And when Bertie was going fishing, there was no street rules. Running stop signs. I think, hey, Bobby, I think I would have wore the corduroy pants. By the time we got fishing, I think I pushed the hole through the floorboard. It was an experience, but man, we had a great time. Always good to be around, joking and laughing and having fellowship, talking about the Lord. So we just, she's going to be missed. And she was great. I remember the first night I met her, Jenny was working in a bar, and I was up to see her, and she came in, and she just walked right up to me, and like she knew who I was. I didn't know who she was. She goes, I'm her mother. And I'm like, okay. You know, time to get on straight out. But it was great. She had a great life. You know, like it was said, she never had experienced any kind of pain, no kind of dementia, maybe a little bit towards the end. But you know what? She always made sure that she did love the kids. She always made sure that the kids had a Christmas, her and Bob. You know, they would take their last whatever they had, and they would provide for the kids. They would make their holiday special. And she loved to preach. She loved to tell people about the Lord. You know, when she got saved, she got saved. You know, there wasn't this fence riding stuff. You know, she was out telling people about what God did for her and what he could do for them. So, Bertie, we love you. We're going to miss you here, but we'll see you at the house.
Just to elaborate on what Doug and Robert were saying, I forgot to mention is that on the back of these is also the Christmas list of all us kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, and there's just pages of it. Say, you know, notes on what she gave everybody and who, and just it goes on and on. So she always thought about everybody in that regards. And so everybody, all of us are special to her. She really thought a lot about us all.
Is there anyone else?
Yeah, I just want to mention how much of a wonderful mother she was. And she really taught me, you know, everything that I know. I mean, there was a time, you know, we got into a little spat, and she said back to me, you know, I forgot more than you'll ever learn. And I was like, I didn't know what to say back. She shut me up, you know, and it was like, okay, Mom, you got me. And, you know, but, yeah, she really taught me about the Lord, and we really talked about Jesus a lot, you know, and I kept her company all the time, you know, me being single and everything, and we always talked about Jesus, and we were in one accord, and it was great, you know, spending time with Mom. And, you know, she told me, you know, sometimes she gets lonely, so I always kept her company. But I know where she's at, you know, asleep in Jesus, just like the scripture, you know, he mentioned. You know, a lot of people believe, you know, they're up in heaven, but that, you know, right now, everybody's asleep in Jesus until, you know, the trumpet sounds. But, yeah, praise the Lord.
You know. Thank you so much.
Well, I just want to say one little thing. Mom, towards the end, when she wasn't feeling really good, I'd say, Mom, how you feeling today? And she'd say, oh, I'm still kicking, just not as high. Well, Mom, you're kicking high now.
Is there anyone else?
I'm sure you guys know, I'm a big eater. And one thing I always remember about Grandma is her awesome cooking. I might not have liked it as much when I was a kid. I remember, you know, the macaroni and cheese with the potato chips on top, and it made nice crust on top. Well, years later, I went and was talking to my dad, and we were reminiscing about it, and I miss it. You know, I miss eating that. I miss, you know, how she would come up with the smallest things just with what she had around. And oftentimes it was to feed me and Sean and Josh when we were all together at Aunt Jackie's. And sometimes when she would come over to our house and she'd babysit me and Kristen. And there's a lot of game nights we spent, you know, just with her. And I really appreciated that. If it wasn't for that, her babysitting us, and we probably wouldn't have spent as much time together. But it made me value her and value, you know, my relationship with my grandparents a lot. I had two awesome grandparents, and I couldn't ask God for anything else, honestly. It means a lot to know that, you know, she did everything she could for us and, you know, pushed on. And even all the Christmases, even though if it was something real tiny, it's just a thought that, you know, Grandma's always there for me, you know, and that meant a lot to me. Bye.
Is there anyone else?
Kind of going along with what everybody else said about how giving Grandma was, something I always remember was every year, year in and year out, getting a birthday card from Grandma. It was, she would never forget, right? And I remember my sister getting them too when we lived with Mom. And she, it seemed like she had this thing. She always knew everybody's birthday. And, you know, birthdays to me are very special. It's like your day. That's the way I see it. It's your day, the day you were born, the day you were brought into this world. So it always made me feel really good to see the card from Grandma, just having her acknowledge my day, my birthday. You know, there were many times where she didn't always have the age right. I think I was 29 3 years in a row. I think there was even a time when Kelly was older than me. But none of that mattered. It was the fact that she thought of me and had a birthday card for me within a day of my birthday. And it always made me, when I went to the mailbox, even last year, I go out to the mailbox, I see in Grandma's cursive writing my name, and I knew right what it was. And to this day, I still have many of those cards at my house. I've saved them. So thank you very much, Grandma.
Since we're talking about kids. So since we're talking about gifts, this last Christmas, Grandma got my grandson, Garrett, a little pink unicorn bobblehead. And Garrett opened it, and he goes, did Grandma forget I'm a boy? So we put it as our mascot in my truck. We would put it up on the dash, and he just giggled over this every time. Well, it fell out of the car one day, and he didn't know it fell out. And we got home, and we backtracked and he couldn't find it, and he started to cry. And he said, I wanted to keep that forever. So, but it was cute because it was for a girl, obviously.
I just want to share that, that we all are going to miss her, granted. We all that are saved are going to see her again. But the last few months that I got to speak with her on the phone, she would always reassure me and tell me, Donna, I am ready. I'm ready to go home and be with my Lord.
Is there anyone else? I don't want to rush because this is a unique time and opportunity. But let's move on here. Bertie is a special woman. I get challenged sometimes at these celebrations. We speak in the past tense. But for those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, life goes on. She is with her Lord, and I'm excited that she has left a legacy. She has left a legacy. And the sweet part about that legacy is that you can begin to walk in that now. It's not something you have to wait to walk into. The scripture that we've chosen today to share is Psalm 23. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. That's a present tense, right now thing. He is with me. He's watching over me. He was watching over her through all of the difficult parts of life. You guys talked about all the sweet stuff, but all of us know that there were challenges and things that were rough, but she made it through them all. And she wants to pass along a strength to you that you can make it through them all, not just getting by, but experiencing great moments of joy. Experiencing great things so that when it is someone's turn to stand over your ashes and say, that person, oh, they were so wonderful. I know they had some challenges. I know there were things that they would not have chosen, but they did this and they did that, and they left a lasting impression with me that I will have stories to tell for the rest of my life that give me a hope, a no-so-hope, so I can look forward, a no-so-hope that I don't have to worry, a no-so-hope that makes me be able to stand even in the midst of all of the challenges of daily living. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's nothing that I really need that he won't provide. Oh, there are some things that I might desire. There are some things that would make life a little easier in my eyes. But the fact is that in the midst of all of this, I've got what I need to take my next breath, and that's all I need. God is with us. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He knows how to calm my heart. He knows how to keep me. He knows how to take me to the place of provision. He knows what to do with me, even in the midst of my rebellion, even in the midst of my foolishness, even in the midst of hard times, even in the midst of all of that, he leads me beside still waters so that I can be safe. I can feel protected. I can feel that there's someone that is coming for me, that someone who cares for me, someone who will do all that is needed to provide for me. He restoreth my soul. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel broken. So sometimes it just plain old hurts. Sometimes, either decisions that other people have made, things that they've done, or if I admit it, things that I've done, choices I've made, have left me in a place where I need the hope of the living God, in a place where I need to know that I'm going to make it, in a place where I can make it. And he restores my soul because I look in his word. And when I look into his word, that word of God, which is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, even to dividing a soul and spirit, a joint and marrow, when I look into his word that we should be taking in daily, when we take the time to take the word in, it's amazing the result. It's an amazing, amazing thing. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Why does he do it? For his name's sake. He's caring for his name. You're his. And he wants you to take the family name and do something good with it. He wants to show you that he loves you, that he cares for you. Birdie did a nice thing. She was a gift giver. See, everywhere she went, people knew her for the gifts that she gave and the way that she cared for people and the way that she made them smile. I can remember her sitting with my dad and the two of them just grinning. You know, she just had a way of making you smile, making you feel wanted, making you feel cared for. And listen, her relationship to Christ, that's why she was able to grow in that. That's why she was able to cultivate that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Look, folks, death has been all around us, it seems. Such a short period of time, we were eulogizing Karen. We all have friends that have been ill. We've all seen disasters, buildings falling down, and, you know, stuff is happening. And if you tell the truth, stuff will always happen. We're walking down and there's death, destruction. But in the midst of it, we're being kept. In the midst of it, we're being watched over. In the midst of it, we actually can celebrate because God is with us. He is keeping you. And though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear any evil. For he is with you. I know he's with me. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's a cute one. Thy rod, you know, a shepherd would use a rod to pull a sheep back out of trouble. No, you can't go there. No, you shouldn't do that. But if the rod didn't do it, the staff might. He will spank us. He will allow us to know that he is in charge. He will allow us to know that that's not the way for his children to behave. He will allow us to know that he is God. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It's good to know that you have someone that cares for you. Cares enough for you to watch over you and to speak to you and to love you through whatever. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Death is an enemy. But we, in the midst of that, will celebrate today after this service. We will go and feast Why will we feast? Because we're not afraid. We don't have to be afraid. We can celebrate his goodness. We can celebrate his grace. Thou anointest my head with oil. He comforts me. He takes care of me. He allows me to have joy in life. He has called me. My cup runneth over. You guys have each other. That is like such a tremendous thing. It is a tremendous thing that you can care for each other. It is a tremendous thing that there are those that share your memories. Because they have a little different thing on this, you know. I mean, I don't know what I would think of the sight of Jimmy naked down a... Yeah. I might have a different view of that than you would have. Fear, loathing. But the reality is that we have these things that allow us to realize we have a bond because he has loved us and he cares for us. And we can hold on to that, not just now, but on into eternity. God is keeping us and reminding us that he is with us. Don't squander your relationships here on earth. Make them work. Work at making them work. We are to love each other well. Love each other well. I mean, you go, how can I love them? Listen, he says love your enemies, so certainly you can love your brothers. You can love your sisters. You can love your cousins. Bertie wanted you to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. He went to the cross so that you might be brought into an everlasting family. He died for your sin. He died for your family's sin. He died for the sins of the world. He so loved us that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You can live a joyful life when he died and you accept Jesus. You confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. The reality is that you have been change. You have been taken out of the muck and mire of this world and translated into you're his. Enjoy the process of being his. Do you know if you know him, you should be able to recognize that there's goodness that comes out of your life. People ought to see that. If you know him, you ought to recognize that there's self-control in your life. You don't have to say everything you think. You don't have to do everything that draws you. You don't have to, because you have godly, spiritual, real self-control. Did you know that you can make it through? You can exist. You can press on because God has given you that as part of who you are, as part of the family. But not only do you have that, not only do you have that patience and perseverance, you have faith. And faith will move the mountains that keep you from enjoying and knowing him. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But don't forget, you can also have peace. And I'm telling you, sometimes you look around, we have peace that passes all understanding. How in the world is it that we can have peace in the midst of this? Because we have God. You see, it's not what we struggle and fight to hold on to. It's what we release to him. And when we give it to him, he will give us peace. And we need some strength to do that. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy of the Lord is our strength. He keeps us. He is working in us, and he's given you that. So whenever you don't feel that, you don't have to look around to try to get it from stuff. You look to him and say, Lord, I'm not feeling the joy that you promised. Help me. I confess that maybe it's something in my life that keeps me from doing that. Help me. And if you ask, he wants you to enjoy him. But regardless of everything else, love. Love. God is love. And there is his love shed abroad in our hearts. And today, as you remember Birdie, as you remember that kind woman who could make anything, as you remember that person who lived a long life and raised a lot of children and saw many grandchildren and saw great-grandchildren, when you remember that, that love that came flowing out of her and increased as she grew in the Lord, remember that love is available for you today. And you are now the conduit here on earth for that love for others. You can do it, guys. It's incredible to be able to stand before you and share the gospel. Thank you for that honor. Thank you for sharing your mom with me. I like her. And I am grateful to be a part of this chapter. Dear Lord, help us. Because one day, we won't have just heard about you, but we will see you face to face.
I'm a traveler far from home. I get lost, but I press on. Well, there's a mansion, streets of gold, where we belong, yeah. Yes, there's a day coming soon, where the old will be made new, and heaven's glory shines like the morning before your eyes. When we all see Jesus, when we all see Jesus, no more sickness, no more madness, no more pain. When we all see Jesus face to face, then we will sing with angel voices. There will be a great rejoicing. Holy, holy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, oh yeah. When we all see Jesus, yes, when we all see Jesus, no more sickness, no more madness, no more pain when we hold see Jesus face to face. Yeah, when we hold see Jesus face to face.
There's a time is coming when you will, we will stand before you. And we will stand before you and we ask that you would help us so that when we stand before you, you will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. We thank you for an opportunity to come together and to celebrate the life of Bertha Marie Chrissy Martin, that we were able to celebrate, and we are celebrating the life of Bertie. Help us to do that with integrity and well. It's in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone that wants to give instructions about what we're going to do? You want to do that, Doug? Come on.
If you would like to go to the graveside service, we started a line.
Some people are not going to be able to hear you. Why don't you use the microphone?
Out from the corner of the lot here, if you just would drop in line. There's road construction going on, and we've talked to the people, the guy that's the foreman of the road crew, and he said he'll stop the traffic both ways so we can get our funeral procession through. So let's not dilly-dally around. We'll come back here and have a meal and fellowship. Let's just get to the cemetery and plant Bertie and get back, okay? Yeah, it's maybe 3 miles at tops, I think. It's not very far. We'll go up through town. We'll just, it'll be short and quick. And like I say, if you'd like to go, just follow in line. Thank you.
Everybody get to
road. Yeah.
Hey, Jim.
Can you pass
Gumby.